An iconic store of New England's music scene has shut its doors. Daddy's Junky Music was forced by creditors to close its operation after 39 years. Over that time, owner Fred Bramante supplied performers great and not so great with guitars, amplifiers, and whatever else a rock musician might need. Its 12 stores fell victim to a slow economy, competition from the internet, and the cost of settling a lawsuit. Fred Bramante joins us now. Fred, this is a sad day, I'm sure.
I'm brokenhearted. Daddy's was my baby. I started it with $600 in 1972. It was my life savings. And I did it to try to just supplement my teacher's income.
In the time that you've been in the business, you've connected with some very well-known bands. I was struck when I heard that you knew Twisted Sister. How did you get involved with them?
Well, J.J. French, who started the band, is one of my best friends. And, you know, in the 80s when they were, you know, playing arenas, I thought they were just a bunch of drug-crazed hippies. And Mark Tronge, who was president of the Guild Guitar Company at the time, told me that there was no booze, no drugs allowed in the band. And I thought that that was shocking. And so I said, I want to talk to them. I wanted to see if there was a way that I could get them to talk to kids about drugs and alcohol. And that's how it started. I went down to New York. JJ personally agreed to do something against the wishes of his management, because the management felt that that was going to deflate their image in the eyes of some of their crazy rock and roll fans. But they did it, and JJ and I have been buddies ever since.
What was your reaction when you first heard Twisted Sister's music? Did you like it?
Well, you know, there's a couple of tunes that were actually kind of fun, you know. I mean, I thought that I Want to Rock and We're Not Going to Take It. I thought that that was a pretty great song. So I actually liked some of the music.
Marky Ramone of Ramones came to your store the day after the Ramones got their first Grammy Award. So what was that all about?
We did a fundraiser for autism, $100 a plate, and dinner with Marky Ramone. And, you know, when in the music industry, you find people like J.J. and Marky Ramone. These were not your stars in school. And when I talk to them about the kinds of education redesign things that I've been working on at the State Board of Education, they get excited about what the possibilities are for the future.
What does the music retail industry look like now without a Daddy's Junky Music? I know that there was the recession, but you had also run into competition from the internet. Can you talk about how things have changed in that way?
Yes. I mean, we started Daddy's on the New Hampshire Advantage. The having the sales tax advantage over Massachusetts was huge, and it generated business for us that allowed us to grow our company, get this thing off the ground, and really position ourselves to really grow. And that same advantage, similar to the New Hampshire advantage that we had, is now there on the part of the internet, and it's really unfair competition to brick and mortar retailers. And I think that it's having a devastating effect on retail construction, which is jobs. It is having a devastating effect on local retailers, which is jobs. And when local retailers are making money, they are supporting local charities, they're supporting, you know, local schools, they're supporting local events. And you're having this huge sum of money that is being sucked out of virtually every state in the country. And something needs to happen fast, because it's not just us that it's happening. It's happening to a lot of people.
And you told your employees what happened yesterday. What did you say to them?
I told them how proud I was of them. I told them what a privilege it was to work with them for all these years, and that I was sorry, and that I did my best. And they were incredible. They were incredible.
Is there any hope that Daddy's will live to play another day?
I got a phone call this morning from someone who I've never met, and he's a businessman out of Massachusetts, and he said to me, Daddy's is too good a brand to go away. He said, can we have a conversation? I said, sure. So, you know, we've set up a date to sit down and talk. I don't know what that means. I have no idea what ultimately that means. I'm certainly willing to talk to anybody. I feel like, you know, that there will be, that we will be missed.
Fred Bramante, thanks so much for taking the time and talking with us.
Thanks, Brady.
Fred Bramante is the owner of Daddy's Junkie Music. The chain of stores in New England closed its doors after 39 years in business.